Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kham. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hosler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Kraus and he is out, Redfern applying the tag. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham takes first base on ball four. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kham. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Kham steals second. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell takes first base on ball four. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Mostill reaches third base with a triple. Faber goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Hosler reaches second base with a double. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. Hosler moves to third. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cecil moves to second. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-2 in the game. Redfern hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a line drive. Emiler throws the ball into Bishop, who tags Ma still trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Clancy goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hosler hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards second. Redfern scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Hosler applying the tag. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metzler strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause bunts towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-3 in the game. Redfern takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redfern. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Redfern steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Cy Perkins. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox pinch hits for Joe Hosler. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kamm fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins pinch hits for George Earnshaw. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Speaker moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ossie Orwell now pitching. Jimmy Fox now catching. Jimmy Dykes now playing shortstop. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kamm hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mostill moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mostill scores. Kamm moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kamm scores. Metzler moves to third. Cecil moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-3 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Faber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Redfern takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy bunts towards the mound. Orwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Redfern moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dyke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Redfern moves to third. Ma still moves to second. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Com hits a pop-up towards short. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. One out. Ossie Orwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.